Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by several fantastic students from Helper Middle School, members of their student council. We're going to be talking about what's happening over at HMS. It's a pleasure to have you all in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us today.
We're going to kick things off with Brooklyn Davis, Vice President of the 8th grade. Brooklyn, it's a pleasure to have you in this morning. It's a bit early. I mean, I know you normally have to get to school about, 7:30, 7:45, so a little bit earlier today, but it's always a pleasure to have you guys in. It's great to hear from the students' perspective what's happening over at Helper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a lot of interesting things coming up. I mean, start of the school year, always a blast. What's that been like for you making that transition from 7th grade to 8th grade?
It's been kind of hard to, switch from, all of the easy things in 7th grade to the more hard things in 8th grade.
Now, that's the most challenging part, is you have to make that jump in terms of academics, but it's a struggle that's worth it. You're going to learn so much in the 8th grade. Now, one of those, you have a lot of fun activities coming up that we touched on, and one of those fun things coming up is Constitution Day. It's a great way to get patriotic, celebrate the heritage of our nation, and, you know, from what I've been hearing, you guys really put on a show for Constitution Day over at Helper.
Yeah, we do.
It's so much fun. So what excites you about Constitution Day? Do you guys have any fun plans for it?
I think we're going to be making posters to put around the school.
Now that is always exciting. Get those creative juices flowing a little bit. Me personally, I was never quite the best at making posters. Mine were Sharpie, cardboard, whatever it would be, and it never looked good, but I'm sure you guys are going to be a lot better at that than I was. Now, Brooklyn, looking at the rest of the school year, what are you most looking forward to as you go into your 8th grade year?
I think I'm most looking forward to cheering for all of the sports.
And sports are such a fun part. I mean, as you get into junior high and high school, it's so much fun to enjoy. Brooklyn, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, Brooklyn. Thanks again for taking the time. We really appreciate it. We're going to move now to Rachel Rich, 7th grade secretary. Rachel, pleasure to have you in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, again, we have that little grade transition from year to year, moving from 6th grade into the 7th grade. What's that been like trying to adjust to the 7th grade lifestyle?
It's a little hard, but it's fun for sports because we get to play on, a higher grade level team.
And honestly, that jump in competition is so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You really feel like you're actually competing now, and it's such a good time. Now, another fun activity you guys do over at Helper Middle School is your yearly food drive benefiting the Helper Pantry. Why do you think it's important to go out and do a food drive like this to help the community?
Because it helps local families be able to have food.
And, you know, that's such a great thing to encourage. I mean, that's why I like these interviews. They give me a chance to talk to students who are wanting to make a change in their communities. And I think that's the place where we can have the most impact is locally. Now, same question for you that I asked Brooklyn, Rachel. Looking at the rest of the school year, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to sports and upcoming dances and stuff like that.
You know, you can't go wrong with any of that. Rachel, before we let you go, anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, thank you.
Rachel, it's a pleasure to have you in. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. We're going to move now to Kaylee Nelson, the 7th grade historian. Kaylee, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
I'm good, you?
It's always spectacular to have you in. So another fun thing that we touched on just a second ago is that you guys do some dances over at Helper Middle School, and that's the first time in your schooling life where you're really going to have an opportunity to go do those. What makes you really excited about being able to host these dances?
Probably just seeing all the others just enjoying themselves.
And, you know, that's what I like about the student council is they're putting other students ahead of themselves. You want to plan for what they enjoy. And that's the biggest thing that some people, even us adults, don't understand is when you're planning something, you're planning it for everyone. You're not just planning it for yourself. And it's a great chance to work together and kind of collaborate. Now, as you've moved into the 7th grade from the 6th grade, what's been the biggest part of that transition for you?
I do think it's the teachers because I'm so used to the other ones more because I've been with them already for a year.
You know, it's always hard to leave some of those teachers, especially ones who you consider your favorite, to move on to the next grade level. But you're going to find a lot of teachers that you're going to really come to enjoy. Now, Kaylee, looking at the rest of the school year, what are you most excited about as part of student council?
That's hard. I'm really excited for just trying, like, for the games, when we go against Mont Harmon, I'm really excited for trying to make maybe another student body area or something like that.
A little student section there, yeah, for the rivalry game. And that rivalry game between you guys and Mont Harmon, always a bit tense between those two schools. But, you know, what do you got to say to that? Go Rams, I guess. Now, Caleb, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No.
Well, Kaylee, it was a pleasure to have you in. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. And rounding things out, we are going to be talking to 8th grade president Kyle Nelson. Kyle, pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So we talked a little bit a second ago with Kaylee about athletics, and that's kind of how we're going to wrap things up today, is by talking about that. What do you have going on in terms of sports over at Helper right now?
We're having Spirit Week next. In 2 weeks, the September 22nd to the 26th.
And that's always exciting. I mean, it's fun to see what kind of themes you guys come up with and decide to break out. How is planning for Spirit Week looking for you?
Looks pretty good.
Pretty good. You can't go wrong with that. You know, as you look at Spirit Week, is there anything in particular you're looking forward to as a part of it?
I'm looking forward to Wednesday, where we're doing our color by grade.
Ooh, now that sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, looking at the sports scene, how have seasons been going for you guys over there right now?
All right. We haven't won a game yet.
Hey, there's still plenty of time in the season. It's an early school year. Got plenty of time to turn things around. That's the good thing about sports, is you can be a true underdog story, come from behind, surprise the world. And that's my favorite part of sports, personally, is everyone counts you out except for you, and you can go make a lot of noise out there.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle, as you have moved into the 8th grade and into this president role on the student council, what's it been like trying to get other students acclimated to the environment? Because as the president, you kind of take that leadership role over these younger students. What's it been like trying to guide them into this new school year?
Pretty hard. Sometimes they don't listen, but sometimes they just cooperate with us.
And, you know, it's the ones that cooperate that tend to have the good times at school. You know, they listen to those upperclassmen. They find out what's going on. Then the ones who aren't cooperating as much. Now, Kyle, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No.
Well, Kyle, it was a pleasure to have you on. And Brooklyn, Rachel, Kaylee, it was a pleasure to have all of you on today as well. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was several student council members from Helper Middle School. We're talking to Brooklyn Davis, Rachel Rich, Kaylee Nelson, and Kyle Nelson for this week's school district update and what's happening over at Helper Middle School. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.